Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, all of you in those nooks and crannies, so concerned about what's happening with Edward Snowden. You either are labeling him as a traitor or a massively huge whistleblower who is being hailed as a hero. Either way, it's pretty 50-50 on this show. You can still weigh in on that, by the way, because I know some of you are dying to throw in your 2 cents. 855-266-KATE or 855-266-5283. At the top, we always kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham joins us now. Justin, NSA, Snowden, the House Intelligence Committee. Boy, this is what makes Washington tick these days, isn't it?
It certainly is, and there have been some pretty heated reactions coming from Capitol Hill. Yesterday we saw the NSA director come and testify before Congress, and today we also saw FBI Director Robert Mueller come out and give his 2 cents as well.
Yeah, and Mueller, of course, is saying that, yeah, this program really stopped a lot of plots. Isn't that pretty much, I'm paraphrasing, but that isn't pretty much the gist of what he said?
Exactly. Yesterday we saw the NSA director say that dozens of plots were thwarted by using these methods. And today we saw FBI Director Robert Mueller essentially saying that 9/11 could have been prevented had the NSA programs been implemented back in 2001. He gave a pretty detailed explanation for that, saying that in 2001 there was a safe house in Yemen that FBI agents were trying to get information out of. And had they been able to trace the call from one of the hijackers in San Diego, they could have gotten that information. They could have maybe apprehended him and maybe stop that terrorist attack from occurring. So that was the argument coming forward today. And we also saw him saying that Snowden jeopardized the U.S., essentially saying that now terrorists are going to be knowing how the FBI and how the NSA and the intelligence community operates and will change their behavior accordingly.
What's going on as far as charges, getting the charges ready to be leveled at Snowden? Do you know anything on that front?
We know that the charges are being implemented right now. No one knows what it's going to look like right now or whether or not it's going to be espionage. But we did hear from Mueller today that the FBI is using all of their resources to try to track him down in Hong Kong. Of course, you know, the charges of this is just going to be one aspect of it. There's also probably going to be a pretty interesting extradition battle and, you know, whether or not Snowden's going to remain in Hong Kong or if he's going to find a country that will harbor him. But nevertheless, it looks like at the end of the day, the U.S. is going to be coming down on him pretty hard.
Wow. Syria, also the White House saying Syria, what, crossed the line with chemical weapons. But are they saying what they're going to do about it?
They are, except they have not yet given that much detail. We had Ben Rhodes, who is a pretty prominent White House national security advisor, holding a conference call today saying, yes, the administration and the intelligence community is now confident that Assad has used chemical weapons against his own people in small-scale operations and that the red line has been crossed. As a result of this, we are going to see a military response from the U.S. in a certain sense, although we are not sure how that is going to look. Today on the conference call, Ben Rhodes would not say whether or not the U.S. was going to send lethal aid to these Syrian rebels. He also said that there were not going to be U.S. boots on the ground. He was a little bit shaky on whether or not there was going to be a large-scale no-fly zone set up. There have been some reports that there could be a small-scale one coming later. But in terms of a larger one, Rhodes said that the administration was not yet convinced whether that was going to be either effective or even feasible considering the situation on the ground.
All right, Justin Duckham, Talk Radio News, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Coming up this hour, Walter Adler joins us. He is a guy who wrote War of the Roses, which went on to become a very big motion picture. If you remember, Warren Adler's joining us, rather, at the bottom of the hour. And Warren is the guy who, as I was saying, came up with War of the Roses. Remember, Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner starred in that movie. And he also, it turns out, was a Republican appointee who had some dealings with President Nixon. And he's got a new book out about Churchill. We're going to talk about the best leaders of all time, in your opinion. I can already tell you who would be on my list. Churchill, Churchill, Churchill. Ronald Reagan would make the list. Maggie Thatcher would make the list for me as well. And I have a few more, and I'll save them. So think about best all-time leaders. A lot of people are now saddened that they voted for Obama. Some of the most liberal people I know say if they had it to do over again, they're not so sure, although they didn't like the alternative. But they're not happy with what they've seen from this president. So an interesting conversation with him about Churchill, which has been optioned for a movie. That's not unusual for him. He's written now 35 books, and so many of them were optioned. Three of them were made. Remember the Trans-Siberian Express? I really, really love that movie. And this conversation is going to be great with him. All right, we have some breaking news, too, right here at the top. I just was talking to somebody for a brief second. They couldn't come on the air with us, but in Florida, in Miami, there is a packed deck at a restaurant called Shuckers. It's a very, very popular sports bar if you've ever been to Miami. It's on Biscayne Bay. So people were there watching the Miami Heat. The Heat bounced back, and even their series against San Antonio at 2-2. So the crowd was loud and happy and bouncing up and down, and this deck collapsed. About 100 people, they think, were on the deck. Three are in critical condition. 24 are being treated. They had to have divers there, helicopters, because it's on the water on Biscayne Bay, and the people plowed into the water when the deck collapsed. Can you imagine that feeling? You're just having a cocktail, you're there with your friends, and the next thing you know, you're taking a cold plunge in the bay. It had to have really been freaky. I've seen a couple of Twitter shots of it, and it's awful. It looks like a movie where all of a sudden the director said go, and the patio, the deck, collapsed in. It happened right before 10 o'clock Eastern. So, you know, they got all the big screen TVs. I've been there actually a couple of times. It is the best place to go to watch sports and be on the water down there. And this deck, which is pretty famous, is completely unrecognizable. Of course, the Shuckers people don't care about that. They care about not having anyone die. Three people, and we don't know a lot about now what's happened, but three people are in critical condition. They were worried that some were missing because they think that there might have been 100 people or so on the deck. 24 people are being treated, and the fact that they don't think anyone's missing is a very, very good thing. It's a shame, too, because I watched that Heat game, and what a massive turnaround by that team. They played so aggressively, and they put it to the Spurs in the fourth quarter. The final was 109-93, and like I said, it's now even that series, thanks in part to, you know, a couple of great players, great starters for the Heat. So I can see at the point where people started to get excited about what they were watching with the players, and then who knows, maybe obviously the deck was weak, and that's probably what caused it to fall apart. Coming up, the FBI director, a little bit more on that. You heard the comment that Justin made that snooping may have stopped 9/11. Wow, that's a big, bold statement. You think so? By dumpster diving through all of our phone records, that could have prevented 9/11? What did he have to say? We'll talk about it next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and of course, the glue of the show, Nathan Reeder. He's playing hurt. So you gotta love that about the guy. I mean, he is playing hurt. He cracked his foot in I don't know how many places. And it spawned an idea. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. And boy, I feel them. I've been in that column too. Hey, speaking of dumb things I shouldn't have done, it's interesting because you have Robert Mueller, who is on the Hill, saying that at this House Judiciary Committee hearing that if we were doing the kind of data mining that we're doing now, we could have possibly detected a 9/11 hijacker. It would have been in place and we could have prevented the 2001 attacks. Wow, pretty big statements. Here he is in his own words.
The legality has been assured by the Department of Justice. The FISA court has ruled on these two programs, monitors these two programs, and again, has assured the legality of the efforts undertaken in these two programs. As illustrated by the recent attacks in Boston, the terrorist threat against the United States remains our top priority. And as exhibited by many of our arrests over the past year, we face a continuing threat from homegrown violent extremists. Core Al-Qaeda is weaker and more decentralized than it was 11 years ago, but it remains committed to attacks against the West.
Yeah, you know, the here's the thing. Okay, so they're committed to stopping these attacks against the West, as you heard. And Mueller, by the way, they have that all in place with the courts. This is why, really, Edward Snowden doesn't have a prayer once he's extradited of not getting slapped with charges, whether we all think the breach is ridiculous, it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, or we're somewhere in between, because I think there's got to be some things that the government does that, I'm sorry, cannot all be revealed. But how much is too much and how much is ridiculous and a complete waste? And here's the thing. If they're collecting billions of electronic records of law-abiding citizens every day, you know, I have a big fear over that. And the fear is, really? You think combing through that is going to make a difference by having this huge nationwide dragnet of telecommunication records? I mean, come on. I don't think so. I think the government is really using it as a crutch to cover up, I think, some of the things that are happening, frankly, through classified programs. And remember, I'm the person who believes, honestly, that there's going to be some of that, and you have to accept it. I mean, we don't live in the land of unicorns in our backyard thinking that we have this utopian society where everything is wide open. Nobody's going to get us. It's all wide open. Let everybody come in and come out and do as they please. Well, of course, that's ridiculous. We cannot have that. But at the same time, why I call it diver dump sting, I don't, dumpster diving. I knew I could get that out. That's why I call it that. By doing that, I don't believe we're thwarting terrorism. I don't believe that this domestic surveillance in the aftermath of all of this is leading to what would be stopping people who would harm us. So, you know, here's the thing in all of that. If we remember back to what happened, it was stupid mistakes because of ego and the fact that you had all these organizations that weren't sharing information. You didn't have the CIA sharing information with the FBI, for goodness sake. You had all of those flight schools where the hijackers were paying big bucks and learning to just fly. They didn't even want to learn how to land. And one of the FBI agents who saw what was going on thought it was odd, wanted to try to tell enough people about it before, you know, the fears, before anything had happened. And then it was too late because nobody listened. They buried the information. And of course, we all found out about it afterwards. That is a huge problem. So claiming Section 215 of the Patriot Act is being used to engage in this dragnet and that the government is relying on all of this, I'd have to say that it is definitely overreach in that sense. And I'll repeat it again. There has to be some classified documents that would cripple us as a nation and are legitimate, have been through the ringer, are out there, are in place, but not this one. Not certainly not the PRISM program. You keep having guys like John Boehner say, look, the program doesn't target innocent Americans any way, shape, or form. This is keeping us safe. They're enhancing our ability to go after terrorists who want to bring harm to Americans. Here's the thing. Those programs are gone now no matter what. There is no question about it. Mueller can say whatever he wants to say. The chief of the NSA can say what he wants to say. But that's all been leaked out. So it's done. It's out there. And this is going to go on and on and on. We're going to hear probably more from James Clapper. We're going to hear more from General Keith Alexander. And they're saying that the public perception of the government data mining is wrong. That it's misunderstood thing that is happening here with the telephone calls and the emails and all that sort of stuff, and that we're having everything rummaged through by the government, that it's not true. Only when there's probable cause given with a court order by a federal judge can they actually, they're saying, go into the content of the phone calls and emails to be able to disrupt a terrorist plot. They're saying that's the only way that they can do that. So, you know, there's no in between here. There isn't. I mean, it, pretty much you're either on board with Snowden, you think like, you know, look, this is ridiculous, and Obama is, and the Obama administration, they are completely trampling on our rights, or you think that this is what you have to do, and this is the price that you pay for freedom. What do you think, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I want you to hear this. We have, as I said before, Warren Adler, who has written a book about Winston Churchill, and you think of great leaders. Aren't we in need of a great leader? And he was famous for War of the Roses, which, by the way, there's another book about the kids, because remember in War of the Roses, the couple dies. Check it out. Does this take you down memory lane?
Oh, this is the most romantic day of my whole life.
This is the story we're going to tell our grandchildren.
Barbara and Oliver Rose.
Wait a minute. Wait. What's your name?
Barbara!
They met great.
I love rain.
God, I love it too. They agreed on that.
Are you happy?
I'm more than happy. I'm married.
This house is so beautiful. And we live here.
House, car, boy, girl, puppy, kitty. The poor bastard's never had a chance.
Your crystal is lovely.
Baccarat.
I didn't know anything about this before I met Oliver. My mother bought her glasses at the A&P, you know, the kind with the raise.
It always starts with the little things.
And that phony laugh.
All right, maybe overdid it. Let me have it. If love is blind,
now I got you.
Marriage is like having a stroke.
When I watch you eat, when I look at you lately, I just want to smash your face in.
Smash my face.
I want a divorce.
You can't have one. When a couple starts keeping score, there is no winning. It's only degrees of losing.
I am the one who found this house. I bought everything in it.
With my money. It's a lot easier to spend than it is to make it, honey bun.
You might not have made it if not for me, sweet cakes.
Never underestimate her as an adversary. Don't even talk to her, bitch.
Scum.
Filth. The yellow areas are mine. The red areas are hers. This seems rational to you both. I got more square footage.
These people are going to hurt each other.
Get out of the car, hon.
When trouble begins, it comes at you from directions you'd never expect. We haven't passed any point of no return.
I have.
I'm sorry. I thought you were Barbara.
Michael Douglas.
Nobody who makes pate this good can be all bad.
Kathleen Turner.
That depends on what the pate is made of.
And Danny DeVito.
Sounds like a fairy tale, doesn't it?
The War of the Roses.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Really psyched about our next guest. In fact, I love this movie. I love this book, War of the Roses. And, you know, he's the guy who pulled that all together. He's best known for that masterpiece, the fictionalization of a macabre divorce. That's the best way to put it. It scares my husband to death that I like that movie so much. I will tell you that. So he's a Pulitzer Prize nominee and the creator of War of the Roses. He's co-authored the book Target Churchill Cold War Thriller that's going to be released coming up just next week. Thanks so much, Warren Adler, for joining us on America Tonight.
My pleasure.
The book that you've pulled together on Churchill, which is a historical novel, and it's set in three continents, talking about all, looking at what's happened post-war, loss of Churchill, and what's happened to the Western world and that kind of thing, the impacts. What was the impetus for pulling this together? What made you want to be a part of this?
Well, number one, Churchill made this speech in Fulton, Missouri that started the Cold War when he first said that an iron curtain has descended over Europe. This was in 1946. He had just lost the election in England as prime minister. And he was asked to address this tiny little college in Fulton, Missouri, a town of 7,000 people. And the only reason he accepted was because President Truman was the guy that said, I'll introduce you. So he decided to, he went to Washington, and he wrote his speech, and he went on the presidential train with Harry Truman. They played poker all night. And he arrived in Fulton, Missouri, and spoke before 40,000 people, and on television as well. And he made what began the Cold War. And my book is about a potential assassination attempt by Stalin, who had placed a mole in the United States. And the mole had been an ex-Nazi, an American ex-Nazi, who had murdered people in the United States and joined the SS. Escaped the United States, joined the SS, and Stalin kept him in reserve for the moment that he would finally carry out this assassination. So it's a thriller. It's a very fast-moving thriller based upon actual events. Many of the characters in the book are were alive, and of course it's a question of imagination. But the potential assassination could have taken place, may have taken place, and we all know that it didn't. It's a story of deception and intrigue and murder and sex. It's a real, very fast-moving thriller, but what makes it really interesting is the fact that it is so, it's a quintessential moment in American and world history and might have saved the world. Because in those days, the Americans were still very happy about Russia, because Russia had helped them win the war against Hitler and made many sacrifices, so there was a good feeling about the Soviet Union at the time. But Stalin had another agenda, and his agenda was exposed for the first time by Mr. Churchill. Which proves that words are more important than perhaps anything else in the world. Because that's what started the realization that the Western world needed to take aim against Stalin, or at least to create a bulwark against the Soviet Union. But it's like the book is written like the Game of Thrones. It's full of intrigue and spies. And deception, things like that. And my co-writer, he's actually not the co-writer, he's my collaborator because he's an expert on Mr. Churchill. And he impersonates Churchill. And he asked me to collaborate on this book with him, and I thought it was a brilliant idea. And I did it. And I said, his name is James Humes. He was mentioned for, he was a speechwriter for five presidents. Very knowledgeable guy. And I finally gave in and said, okay, James, we'll write this book together and see if we can't make some kind of a dent. It's never been done before. And the advance reviews are terrific. And for me, it's my 35th book, so I've been through this so many times. But I really have getting a kick out of launching this book. And, of course, it's been bought for the movies. And I hope that it will be made.
Who do you see playing?
I haven't apparently sold many books to the movies. They only made three.
Yeah, you have. You've been fortunate with that. But as you said, the three they made were really great flicks. Who would you see playing Churchill? That would be interesting to cast that.
Who would play him?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I thought it was originally designed perhaps for Anthony Hopkins, but I'm not involved in the casting. One of the things that I've learned after selling about 12 books to the movies is that you better not get involved with these guys in the movie business, because they'll tear your heart out and sometimes will kill your material, which they did not do in The War of the Roses.
Oh,
I thought
brilliant.
They did a fantastic job, and it's been alive now all over the world for three decades.
Oh, yeah.
And it's still going.
It's a brilliant, brilliant movie.
The book called Children of the Roses, because people wanted to know what happened to the children of this devastating marriage in which they both died.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great work.
That book came out a few months ago, and it's doing great.
Yeah, that's terrific. When we talk about Churchill, we're talking about this Warren on the show because we like to stack up leaders. How does, as far as a communicator and past American presidents, we were going to compare, how does Winston Churchill stack up against our American presidents, do you think?
Winston Churchill is in a class by himself. And as a matter of fact, in the book, the process of writing his speeches, he actually dictated them, sometimes in a bathtub, sometimes in bed, but he dictated and made lots and lots of changes. Nobody in the modern world can he be compared to in terms of communicating, a fabulous communicator. In recent history, you might be able to compare him to Ronald Reagan, who was known as the great communicator and was great. His personality really came through in the various speeches. But, of course, Churchill had certain gravitas and the ability to persuade people, sometimes quite controversial. But he was the seminal figure of the 20th century. And he, in my view, he will live in history as one of the great communicators ever.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to know that he made this speech in 1946, and that was just the beginning of television. And I was a young man at the time, a kid, and I saw that speech and on television, and it was mesmerizing. It was before the coaxial cable, but it really resonated even to a young man like me, who really was not that tuned in to world politics.
Yeah.
So I would give him A+
for
greatness in speech. And my collaborator, incidentally, is an impersonator of Churchill, and he does a darn good job in conveying the speeches that Churchill made. It looks like the guy is Churchill.
and it's
amazing.
I love that. What would Churchill, do you think of what's going on now today, like the president's recent speech on U.S. national security? And, of course, now we see what's happening in the last couple of days here with Edward Snowden and the secrets being released to the NSA. What would Churchill make of all of that?
Well, I would. The thing about Churchill was he was a leader and very concerned, very positive in the way he led. He was emphatic, and he was not wishy-washy in his decisions. Now, I don't want to be anti-Obama or anything like that, but when he made decisions, they were decisive. And when he made them, you knew they were decisive. And when he made that fantastic speech about we will fight them on the beaches, blood, sweat, and tears, and never, never surrender, I mean, that was inspiring. So I don't know what he would make of it today. Today the world is really fractured. And our president really has a tough time in trying to juggle all the balls in the air on foreign policy.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing what's going on in the world now. It's very scary from my point of view. But when you look back in history, you will realize that if there were not men like Churchill and Roosevelt, particularly Churchill, we could have lost that war. That would have been devastating.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Warren Adler, thanks so much for spending time with us. Pick up the book, Target Churchill. I can't wait. I hope they make it into a movie. Good luck, Warren. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vegan by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Wow, Warren Adler, what an interesting cat. We played that clip before we went into the interview of War of the Roses, so you got a sense of that because it was such a huge movie. He also did Random Hearts. Do you remember that movie? That was about a plane crash where there were two people having an affair, and the woman was a congresswoman, and she had no idea that her significant other was involved in this affair. It's crazy, a crazy deal. But it was a pretty decent hit. I want to say that Harrison Ford was in it, and I already mentioned the other movie, and a lot of his things have been optioned for movies, and you know how that goes. Sometimes they make them and sometimes they don't. But the political twist in this is also interesting. But before we get to that, War of the Roses, Nathan Reeder, you remember that. You saw War of the Roses. Remember how big that was?
Oh, huge.
It was a huge hit.
Oh, yeah, man. It, like, tricked you almost into... Well, what was the other one around the same time that Douglas was in?
Was it Fatal Attraction? I thought.
No.
That was with Glenn Close.
What was the one where?
Oh no! Kathleen Turner. They were in the one. Jewel of. Oh, I can't remember.
Where it was like an Indiana Jones like.
Jewel of the Nile, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, both of those. But War of the Roses, man. When cat and dog eating starts to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, they were at each other's throats. Some people thought it was such a black comedy, they hated it, and that it was a bad commentary on marriage, because, I mean, they ended up killing each other. They were so at each other's throats. But I'm going to say it was well written. It was excellent. So here he has that kind of stuff, but this guy is a smart cookie. He was a special advisor to former U.S. President Richard Nixon, and part of that was because of his tie to the Republican Party. I asked Warren about that. Check out what he had to say. Now, what a pleasure, what a treat to have you on the show. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this. You were an advisor to President Richard Nixon. Your take on Nixon, what was it like being close to him?
Well, I wouldn't say that I was close to him. I was a consultant to the Republican National Committee. And, of course, elections in those days was long before technology. It was very interesting, and I felt that even though he left in disgrace, the world looks at him now quite differently. He is rising in estimation. As a matter of fact, they would consider him the ultra-conservatives of the Republican Party of today would consider him almost a liberal. So I would say that he was an interesting fellow. He had his dark side. But, you know, I lived in Washington for 35 years, and I knew many of the players of those years and met them personally. And the world is different. It's just much more different. I live in Manhattan now, and the political world is just, it's a turnoff in many ways. You don't feel the same awesome respect that you used to feel for our presidents.
Yeah,
that's just a personal opinion.
No, that's true. But I agree with you, absolutely. And you know, as you lived in Washington, D.C. All right, so it's interesting. We were talking about leaders because this book focuses. It's really fascinating, all about Churchill, and it has been optioned, so it might be a movie. And I'll tell you, when you think of leaders, no matter what your politics, you've got to look at Reagan. And even Lieberman says, look at the early years of Reagan, and I would agree. The thing about him was that what he said, that was it, whether you agree with it or not. There was no second guessing. Here it is, this is it, boom. And when you're great leaders, this is the thing, it's like great coaching. You have to be the bad guy. You're not everybody's friend. And that's part of the problem, I think, with the Obama administration. You know, I think the deal is that he is that Joe Cool, wants to be everyone's friend, that kind of stuff. And that makes him weak in the leadership area, because if you have people around you who you delegate to, like cabinet members that aren't strong, that aren't doing their job, that are deflecting whatever's going on, you need to remove them. That's it. You can be tight friends, okay. But the problem is you can't always reward loyalty, because sometimes it's misguided. Sometimes it's misguided. And Churchill wasn't, you know, maybe he didn't have any equals. I mean, maybe he didn't, because he absolutely had close friends, but he absolutely did what he thought was necessary, period. And if he went down in history for a few things that people didn't like in England, and people who thought he was ruthless in some areas, he didn't care, because it wasn't about that. It was about what he thought was the right thing to do, and that's what you have to do to be a good leader. That's why Reagan has to make, I think, your list. He has to make your list, and even if you hate the idea of some of the stuff that he talked about, the supply side, economic policies, Reaganomics, all of that, if you didn't like it, or you didn't like some of the things that he decided to do during his first term and second term, you know, you could pick apart foreign policy or pick apart other things you didn't like. I still think you'd have to say that leadership-wise, buck-stopping here, yeah, I think that really was absolutely Reagan. But Churchill may go down in history. You could have a tug-of-war over a couple of different leaders, but Churchill might go down in history as the all-time greatest leader, and I think it's because of some of those qualities that he had. Absolutely. All right, since we're hitting the post up here, as I like to say, we're coming around those final couple of turns. I want to make sure that I get in a couple of quick hits for you, since we focused on a few things here in this hour. One, the weather always plays a role, doesn't it, on America tonight? So there was a line of storms just threatening the mid-Atlantic states Thursday afternoon. Some people got hit with it, others didn't. I talked to my family in Philadelphia, and a lot of that just completely missed them. However, there was at least one tornado in suburban Washington. That's frightening, isn't it? They said the tornado was spotted near Colesville, Maryland, and the storms with the straight-line winds moved into the south, threatened Atlanta. All of that was happening on Thursday. Winds there, 70 miles an hour in that Maryland, Virginia area. About 134,000 people, boom, boom, out go the lights. Is that the worst? I mean, they might have been watching the NBA Finals. I don't know. I think everything else is in reruns. Or they're in the middle of the good part of a movie. Who knows? But it's a good reason why you have to be emergency prepared. So that straight-line windstorm that slammed Chicago, where they had golf ball-sized hail, where trees were bent over in parts of Ohio, it was the derecho missed some and hit a few spots. So it kind of picked a few spots to hit and missed a couple of others. You get the band of thunderstorms that we talked about in our other show, in our last show, the lot of lightning and heavy rain and flood watches and all that sort of stuff. I love it. In Chicago, they knew it. They knew it was going to be bad, so they made sure that they kicked everything back because they didn't want to have people at ball games, on trains, flying in, and that was probably a really super smart thing to do. When I look at a weather map and I see those red lines, meaning look out, run for your life, there's something about a red line. It never seems to be good. And when I see that on a map, you know what's headed for you. I mean, you know it. And they couldn't have had all those people. They could have, but it would have been a mistake to have all those people stuck in a ballpark somewhere or stuck in public transportation, and then everything goes out, and it's absolutely just a nightmare. And I'm going to finish on this one because it seems like we do a lot of bashing of our politicians. Yeah, I wonder why. In the latest poll, the Gallup survey that was just released, when people were asked about institutions and they were questioned about confidence in Congress, down 3 percentage points from last year. So what does that mean? Congress ranks last on a list of 16 government institutions. The U.S. At the top of the list, the U.S. military. Proud we are. 76% say they have confidence in the armed forces. The presidency was fifth at 36%. Congress is just tanked. I mean, they're just tanked. They've been below 20% since 2006. That's how long we have been unhappy with what's happening with our representatives. Think about it. That is a long time to harbor all this grief, isn't it?
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.